This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Thursday Coast with Daily Coast. Marcos is traveling, but we've got someone who's definitely able, especially I think we should talk to him. We haven't talked in some time about what did and what didn't happen and what's going to happen in the days and weeks to come after the midterms and the aftermath of the midterms. He is the political director himself of Daily Coast, David Neer. Joins us once again. David, how are you, buddy?
Mark, I'm doing well. It is a pleasure to finally be back.
Yeah, and it is a pleasure to have you. So first of all, the House. Nancy Pelosi decided today, announced today, historically, that she would not seek leadership. That obviously confirms that the House has gone to the Republicans. How did that happen? From your point of view, David, and are you sure there's nothing else you can go out here and do to find some more votes like Donald Trump doing?
yeah. And I'm the Georgia Secretary of State.
That's right.
Mark, unfortunately, the answer is written in stone at this point. But the reality is that Republicans are going to have the smallest of majorities. And, you know, you talk about Pelosi. How can you not talk about her on a day like today? She is a historic leader. She will go down as one of the all-time greats. And I mention all that because we are going to see that proven over and over and over again for the next 2 years. Because Kevin McCarthy or whatever Republican emerges from their mess as their leader is not going to be able to do anywhere near as good a job as Nancy Pelosi did for the last 2 years. She had a five-seat majority. They're going to have a five-seat majority. It is going to be night and day. So you ask, how did we get to this point? Well, there really are certainly a lot of reasons. We have to remember, though, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. Democrats were supposed to get blown out, right, Mark? I mean, we were supposed to lose 40 or 50 seats. And here we are down 10. And that was a remarkable result. And there's no question that the GOP's extremism, they paid a huge price for that. Finally, that voters saw what they were doing on abortion and democracy and many, many other issues. And they said, no more. And, you know, ultimately, it wasn't quite enough, but I think we have a really, really good chance to win back the House in 2024. And we also can't lose sight of the role of Republican gerrymandering. They pushed through a lot of extreme gerrymanders in Florida, in Texas, in Ohio, and elsewhere that really, really hurt us. Meanwhile, Democrats, they said, we're not going to unilaterally disarm. We have to fight fire with fire until we get a national gerrymandering ban, which Democrats have been proposing for years, and every Republican in Congress has opposed steadfastly. Democrats said, we can't just cede the battlefield. And so they tried in New York, and then they got totally hosed when a billionaire Republican funded a dark money campaign to overturn the map there. And instead of a pro-democratic map that was passed by the legislature, we got a map that was put in place by a random Republican judge in upstate New York. And Democrats lost several seats as a result of that supposedly more neutral map. So really, we had a lot of bad luck on the gerrymandering front. But like I said, I'm very optimistic about 24.
Well, since you mentioned our home state, New York, David's here in New York along with me, folks. That's really sort of what the culprit was that was costly. And I've seen some traffic on social media that actually blamed the former governor, Cuomo, of empowering and enabling some of these Republicans, and I guess some of those on the bench. Is that fair? Does some of the blame lie there?
Oh, absolutely. Cuomo was never any friend to Democrats except for himself. And he appointed a really reactionary set of judges to New York's top court. These are judges, not just on redistricting, but on many other matters, ruled against tenants' rights. They ruled against defendants in criminal justice cases. It's a bad bunch. And those judges issued a totally lawless ruling overturning the map that the legislature passed. So Cuomo definitely has many, many reasons to blame Andrew Cuomo here. He deserves all of it, Mark.
So now in terms of this new House, Nancy governed well with the small majorities she had to work with. But the McCarthy majority is going to be a lot different. They're not, in spite of what they present, we know they're less unified than our side, aren't they? I mean, they got several splits and fissures.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we joke about how the media is addicted to the Democrats in disarray storyline. But just you wait. I mean, you have a bunch of new members who were elected in these blue seats, like in New York that we were just talking about, and they don't want to go down the path of crazy because they want to get reelected in 2 years' time. And then on the other end, you have the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world pulling in the exact opposite direction. Just today, they're talking about how they're going to investigate Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the laptop, all this nonsense. And, you know, normal Americans just said, what the hell are you guys talking about? We don't even understand your obsessions. They're in a totally different universe. And now they're doubling down on? I mean, it just shows how deep down the rabbit hole they really are. And the fractures are going to be intense.
And if they focus on investigation and impeachment, I mean, that's likely to be all that they'll do. Where does that leave the process? So obviously the Senate will try to get some things done. And we'll get to that in a minute because you've been writing about the importance. Folks, that ain't over yet. We got to deal with Georgia and the importance. Even though we're in the majority now, we still need that, you know, that insurance of that other seat. But if they focus only on impeachment, seems to me, David, we get the message. Why don't they? The American people vote for that. What is it that they think? I think someone often says elections and democracy is about addition, not subtraction. How do they think that's going to win them over more by continuing to go down that road of impeachment and investigation?
Mark, you're asking me to go to a deep, dark, scary place, which is to try to understand the mind of MAGA Republicans. You know, if we could answer those questions, then it would be a very different world. You know, they are, like I said, so deep in the rabbit hole. They are living in this closed bubble where they only listen to Fox News and the New York Post and, you know, Newsmax and sources that are even worse. And they are just incapable of letting objective reality seep into that bubble. And they have all kinds of systems for keeping objective reality out. You know, anything they don't like, they call it fake news. You know, the press is the enemy of the people. And so they have done a really good job creating this hermetically sealed bubble. And, you know, they're animated by such hatred of Democrats and the Bidens. And they just, I guess they really don't care whether they're adding or subtracting. They're dividing by zero, Mark, because, you know, investigating Hunter Biden, how does that get them a single vote? It doesn't. It doesn't.
Just trying to manufacture scandal. Georgia, Warnock, Walker.
Yes.
So speaking of the little dirty tricks that they play, they've already started some of that, the Republicans in Georgia, haven't they, to try to affect this December 6th runoff?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, after they lost the runoffs last year when Warnock and Ossoff both won, Republicans passed, you know, their big voter suppression bill, and we heard so much about it, you know, limiting drop boxes, limiting early voting hours. And of course, you can't give food or drink to people waiting in line to vote. But one of the other things they did was they shortened the runoff period from 9 weeks to 4 weeks. And there's no question in my mind of, you know, they claimed all kinds of BS reasons, but there's no question in my mind that the reason they did so was to make it harder for Democrats to vote in the ways they prefer to vote. So we know that thanks to Donald Trump's war on mail voting, Republicans now these days heavily vote on Election Day. Democrats love to vote early or by mail. Well, when you only have a four-week runoff, yeah, to get your mail ballot, you have to send in your request. You have to wait for the ballot to get back to you. And you have to send your ballot back in. That's not so easy to do in just 4 weeks. And they have to print the ballots as well. So you curtail that. You have fewer days, fewer hours for early voting, less weekend early voting. Democrats have been suing to try to reopen those weekend voting, early voting hours up. But yeah, it's basically a big voter suppression ploy. The less time you have to vote, the fewer votes you're probably going to get from people who like to vote before Election Day.
Now, if and that's shameful. If Warnock wins, though, David, would that pretty much nullify Manchin and Sinema?
Well, I wish we could go that far. Obviously, if we have 51 seats, but Manchin and Sinema are determined to screw us over, then that gets us down to only 49 votes. So not exactly, but it definitely neutralizes them to a certain extent, because it's not like Manchin and Sinema are buddy-buddy. You might get one and not the other on a particular vote where you need 50 and Kamala Harris could still break ties. But in general, I think it's just a good thing that you can't, that one single senator won't be able to hold up the entire legislative process just based on their wishes. And that just gives Chuck Schumer much more flexibility. And the other thing we have to talk about is that Biden's judicial nominations now can sail through, because under the 50-50s, well, hold on, let me be clear. Warnock has to win for that to happen. And if that does, and Democrats get the 51st seat, then you no longer have ties on committees, and you no longer have to go through this extra special rigmarole procedure to get a vote on a judicial nomination on the floor. The committee simply votes it out with a majority, and it goes before the Senate floor. Boom, more judges in a faster amount of time. So that, you know, sidelining Manchin and Sinema and getting the judges faster, those are both powerful reasons to keep pedal to the metal for Warnock.
Yeah, I noticed you mentioned also in one of your most recent articles, and Marcos talks to us about this a lot too. It's important because 2024, when it comes to the Senate, is going to be even more challenging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The Senate map in 2024 is very difficult for Democrats. You know, only a third of the Senate is up every election. Democrats are going to be defending at least 10 seats that are in swing states or possible swing states. Three of those are in very red states: West Virginia, Ohio, and Montana. And at the same time, the offensive opportunities for Democrats are really, really limited. Just about the only even potentially vulnerable Republicans are going to be Rick Scott in Florida, and Ted Cruz again in Texas. So we'll have to take a shot at those guys. But yeah, the more Senate seats we can win right now, the much better chance we have of holding onto that majority in 2 years' time. You got to play chess, Mark, not checkers. It's a long-term game.
Yeah, obviously so.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So how would this look? A Democratic Senate majority, Republican House majority, Democrats will seek to pass legislation, but they'll need the House to agree and vice versa. That brings us to reconciliation. How does that even, do you think, going to work? Will anything be able to get through?
That is an excellent, excellent question. You know, Republicans are ready to push us past the brink. They just today, there is an article citing various Republicans who are eager to shut down the government, that if the Senate and Joe Biden don't agree with their spending plans, they're going to shut it all down. And it's amazing. And this gets back to what we were talking about just a minute ago. They're incapable of learning. Every time the government shuts down, Republicans get blamed. Why? Because they're at fault. And it's very easy to tell that story. And the same thing will happen again if they dare do it again. And I think they will. And then, of course, the other thing is the debt ceiling, which is even scarier because it affects not just the U.S. economy, but the world economy. And they essentially want the U.S. to default on our loan obligations. It's completely wild. In terms of legislation actually passing, you know, if there are a few semi-sane Republicans left who decide to sign what's called a discharge petition and join with all Democrats and they can get a majority, then it forces a bill to the floor. And that could happen. We could see that happen. If we don't, though, then we're headed for shutdowns and maybe even a default on our debt. And those are just scary things to contemplate. But my God, Mark, if Republicans do this, I think they'll get killed in 24.
Yeah. And then just add impeachment and Hunter Biden to that.
Yeah.
It's really promoting anarchy. I mean, these people are anarchists. You've also reminded us that there are some other state races to look at. Is it true there's still an opportunity to do something with the Pennsylvania House?
Oh, yeah, that's a really exciting situation. Democrats actually declared victory there. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. Come from behind. You know, for the first time in generations, Pennsylvania had ungerrymandered maps. The GOP had gerrymandered those lines for years. Democrats haven't had a majority in over a decade, and they needed 12 seats going into the election. And very few people thought that they could flip 12 seats. And it turns out that they did. The Pennsylvania Democrats just declared victory. There's probably going to be legal challenges and recounts, but right now they have a very narrow 102 to 101 majority in the state house. And maybe most amazing of all is that for the first time ever, a Black woman, Joanna McClinton, will be Speaker of the State House in Pennsylvania. And on top of that, I got to add, this strikes a huge blow to any attempts by Republicans to steal Pennsylvania's electoral votes for Trump in 24, because they just lost a huge lever of power in Pennsylvania. And that's great, great news.
How many of these House Republicans are also excited about Trump announcing he's going to run again? People kind of want to keep their distance. How many of those are left? And what's up with Lauren Boebert, too, while we're at it?
Okay. Well, let's talk about Lauren Boebert real quick first. Right now, final results are coming in. They're sort of trickling in. Colorado's third district is enormous. It has 27 counties, so it's kind of drip, drip, drip. I think in the end, she's going to hang on by a very tiny number of votes. This race should never have been close. This is a district that Donald Trump won by 8 points. It's very red. And like a lot of other Republicans, though, she is paying a price for her extremism. And maybe you'll get her in 24. Who knows? That's your other question. Man, you know, I was watching Twitter when Trump was giving his announcement. I was not watching Trump. And there were rather few Republicans in Congress who were tweeting praise of him or saying they were standing with him. You know, it's a lot of hardline dead enders. And what I think is going to be really interesting to watch in the days ahead is you have some Republican cowards like Kristi Noem, for instance, governor of South Dakota, who very, very, very belatedly is trying to turn the page on Trump. And there's a few of them, they're all kind of nervously trying to do it. And let's see if they stick together, because the second Trump starts dumping on them, and boy, will he go at them, they're probably going to fold. So I think it's wishful thinking on their part. They, you know what, Mark, when Democrats impeached Donald Trump in 2021, Republicans could have voted to convict him, and they could have prevented him from ever running for office again under the Constitution. He couldn't have run again. They could have been done with him. And they refused to take us up on that offer, and they get what they deserve.
I remember that well. That's what they should have done, and they may now live to regret it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The political director of Daily Coast, folks, David Neer. Always good to talk to him. Follow him at Daily Coast to stay up on everything that is going on. As he alluded to, folks, get involved in Georgia. Call your family, friends, relatives in Georgia. Tell them to get out to vote. Help do some phone banking. You don't have a lot of time. We got to get Raphael Warnock back in the Senate. Make sure he stays in the Senate. David, thanks as always for joining us, buddy.
Thank you, Mark. And folks, if you want to follow all this stuff, please check out our podcast, The Down Ballot.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.